It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Anti-government protests continue to rock parts of the Middle East and North Africa. In many of those places, governments are cracking down. Soldiers were deployed on the streets of Libya's second-largest city today after thousands of people took to the streets overnight. Human Rights Watch reports that more than 20 protesters have been killed in clashes with Libyan security forces over the last couple of days. In Bahrain, we've been watching closely as a government crackdown has left 5 people dead and hundreds more wounded. Today, mourners held funerals for the dead and called for the downfall of the country's ruler. And we're also following Egypt, where you might have thought the protests were over. A growing number of workers are going on strike despite pleas by the Egyptian military government that they return to work. The government complains that the labor unrest is deepening Egypt's financial crisis that was brought on by the popular revolt, but the workers say they have no intention of giving up. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story.
Mailmen were the latest government workers to go on strike this week. Dozens of them shout slogans and wave placards outside this large post office in downtown Cairo. Among the strike leaders is Abdel Magid. He says the strikers respect the military commanders ruling their country at the moment, but that they need them to hear the workers' pleas. They and most other government and private sector workers who are striking across Egypt want their salaries doubled or more. They claim they are owed far more than what they are asking, given the rising cost of living and the few raises they received during Hosni Mubarak's 30-year rule. Local postal union leader Ahmed Hamdi says his members haven't had a raise in 9 years. He adds a previous strike and talks with government officials only led to his being detained by Egypt's feared state security forces. Now his mailmen have the chance to express themselves more freely, Hamdi says. Unions like his that were once under government control, if not banned, are beginning to organize workers. Hamdi says the postal union will cut off mail delivery completely if their demands aren't met. That's more or less what happened to public transit in the sprawling capital. The strike has made it difficult for students to get to school and non-striking workers to get to their jobs. Like government worker Ali Mohammed, the 65-year-old says he hasn't been to work in nearly 4 weeks because the buses aren't running. Mohammed says he can't feel sympathy for the strikers when it affects his livelihood. But Ahmed El Nagar, who heads the economic division at the state-funded Al Ahram Center for Political and Economic Studies, believes most Egyptians support the labor unrest. He says corruption and Mubarak's drive toward privatization led to a wide gap between Egypt's elite and the rest of society. El Nagar says many Egyptians are only taking home about $20 a month.
Could your cat and your dog live with such amount of money? It's not human. It's not fair. They must look to those workers as human.
He claims even during the ongoing crisis, the Egyptian government can't afford to increase the minimum wage like many protesters are demanding. El Nagar believes that even with a better paid workforce, Egypt will still attract foreign investors and business here because as a democracy, there will be more accountability and far less corruption.
I think if government takes this very important step to change salary system, I think a majority of these strikes will be ended.
But many strikers, like these municipal transit workers, want more than higher wages. They want to be annexed to the national government, which offers better benefits and job security. Not that all national government workers are happy either. Earlier, police officers marched on the Interior Ministry, demanding their own pay increase. Labor activist Mustafa Basyuni says the new Interior Minister gave them a hefty raise. Basyuni fears that's because the government plans to call on the police to use force to shut down the strikes. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.